Israel. Okay, so now we are all getting ready for Yom HaRoim when it comes to Yom HaRoim this year for the coronavirus. I want to tell you something very fascinating, tshuva, which Rabbi Kiva Eger was a very humble person, but he found the need to do absolute leadership. When it came to all those years ago in Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, he decided he's going to take the Kehillah with proper leadership. Listen to the takonas he put in place in his shul. There was a massive shul in Poznan, massive shul, and he said we can't all get in there at once. So he said only half the amount of people are allowed to go in the shul. If there's 300 people davening in the shul, only 150 people. How do you cater for that if you want to make sure that every second seat is going to be vacant? He said, Poshut, you know the old shuls, some shuls nowadays as well, you've got the real old shuls that behind every seat there's a number. 1, 2, 3, 4 till 300 till 400. He said, Poshut, for Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then all the evens, all the odds should come for 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And the others will come for Yom Kippur. Like that, you have every second place vacant. That was a poshut. So how should you do it? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, take a goyrul. Take 2 pieces of paper. One piece of paper says the number 1. One piece of paper says number 2. Whatever comes out should be for Rosh Hashanah. So if let's say 1 came out, all the odds should come for Rosh Hashanah. And he goes to detail. He says the gaivot should take out the raffle. He makes it unbelievable. And like this, that's how they should do it. The Gaboim have to give out tickets for those coming for Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday before Rosh Hashanah, and for those coming before Yom Kippur, it should be Thursday before Yom Kippur. Everyone has to have tickets. You want to come to the shul, you have to have tickets. There was an Erev Shtot there, you have to have tickets. Okay, you may say that you're climbing through the window. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, there's going to be police by the entrance of the shul to show the tickets. That I've got here, I've got it right over here. This is number 5. Police will be at the entrance of the shul to show the tickets. Rule number 5. Number 6. Those who daven in the other shuls should see to it that also they've only got half the members over there. That means the overspill, which go over to other shuls, should also make sure that they're not going to be over on this takona and make sure there's only half the amount of people. Number 7. Gaboim have to make sure that all the smaller minyanim have Sifri Torah and Shofars. It's not it. Rabbi Kiva Eger took leadership to the nth degree. Now, number 8, every minion in town has to sell aliyahs and the money will be going to the Kupat Torah of the town Poznan. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the greater honor of Shabbat, the greater honor of this is how he goes. The entire tefillah, Rabbi Kiva Eger number 9 in the Stakonus, number 9, should be no more than 5 hours, which in those days was very, very short. Starting from 5:30 till 10:30, obviously what time do you start? 5:30. I don't think it's going to get to us. 5:30 till 10:30, right? The sale of the aliyahs, because it's only 5 hours long, all the sales should be taking place the night before by Maariv. Mm-hmm. Make the Mechiras aliyahs by Maariv. Every Oyla is only allowed to have one Mishaberach. You can't imagine the detail. Miss out some piyutim, he goes into detail what piyutim you should say and what you shouldn't say. Because there's a sakona that if people are together in the same room for many hours, that's no good. The Baalei Tefillah shouldn't be Maariv, but rather should say every word with regesh. Just say the words. No lights, okay, because then there were lights that would damage them. Number 11 would be no one, this is amazing. He said no one is alpidin allowed to leave his house and libe rekona on an empty stomach. At least have a tea. You can't come to shul on an empty stomach. Enkaza, no such thing. Daven at home. You can't come to shul on Rosh Hashanah. We'll go, Yom Kippur, so we have to leave. Yeah, no, you can't come to shul on an empty stomach. Number 12, this is just, you got a smidge from this. Listen to this detail. Anyone who feels slightly weakness, right? Listen to this. If after Shachris you feel a bit weak, then wait for after the Tekiyas, don't make Kiddush before Tekiyas. It's Kedai to make Kiddush after Tekiyas, go home after Tekiyas, and then come back. And I'm not worried about the Hefsek between the Tekiyas, because it's better to make Kiddush after the Tekiyas, once you've had Tekiyas Shofar, rather than the fact that you're making a Hefsek. Zohar Rabbi Kiva Eger, one of his takonas that happened 120 years ago, basically. He says, Amish marigish chusha, yeilech lebeisoi, and he should have aruchas boikeh, less than a kebeitza. Sorry, after Tekiyas Shofar, ki tekev acha shachris, you can't make Kiddush, v'zei efshel la'asosei adem makom suda. And koidam tekiyas shofar, you can only have a ti'imah, therefore it's better to wait to go home till after Tekiyah Shofar. Rabbi Yisrael, Rekiv Eig is telling the Olam, listen, stay in shul to Tekiyah Shofar, and after Tekiyah Shofar, go home, because it's better to make Kiddush after Tekiyah Shofar than before Tekiyah Shofar. He hears such a Kiddush, Rekiv Eig. This is his 12th takana that he made for his Kehillah. When looking at this, you have to understand, you can't always say it's the same. What happened in those days, the cholera, as it was called, that
much,
disease,
much
was worse, you cannot imagine. They were doing kavura to children, to mechanics. You cannot equate the two in Gansan Legambi. You cannot equate the two. I can imagine, you can't even understand such a thing. I mean, my grandmother told me that her uncle died from the Spanish flu. Those sorts of... We have to be shtak makir toiv, that with it all, with the coronavirus, with all the lachats, we have to be makir toiv. Ba'etzim, this virus could have gone crazy, right? There's no reason why this virus couldn't have had a stronger effect that previous virus have had. And the ma'aser, in a way, we do have to look at that side as well, that Kinana Hora didn't really affect too much the young. It's got its own brocha to the coronavirus itself. The common denominator is that you see in this week's parasha, the Pasuk says, Re'ei ki ani ani Hashem. The Pasuk says clearly that I can do what I like. You see this week's parasha, you see the Pasuk, Mori de Galosh and Rashi, I can bring Peronis. And Ve'ei mi yodem matzah, this week's parasha, go to the Chumash Rashi, it's a Mori de Gaposuk, Re'ei ki ani ani hu, Ve'ei mi yodem matzah. No one can tell me what to do. That's the common denominator between the coronavirus and Rebbe Kiva Eger's case. But surely you cannot equate the two Bechlau. Another chilek that you see between what happened in Rebbe Kiva Eger's times and this time is that unfortunately this time, it's not led, the rules are not really led by the Gedolei Ador. In 120 years ago, Rebbe Kiva Eger was the one that led the show. He told the government what to do. He wrote a letter to the government and he signed it by Rebbe Kiva Eger, and he called it Akiva Eger. It's a different letter. And he got the government to do things he wanted to do. It was led by the Gedolei Ador. That's where it started. And then the law enforced the Gedolei Ador. Over here, I think it's a bit different. We have a bit, the law is taking charge, and we have to shtetzel to the law. It's difficult to know whether the law is looking at the detail which Rebbe Kiva Eger looked at the detail. Listen to the detail of Rebbe Kiva Eger. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger, I know that some people are going to feel bad going home after Tekiyah to have Kiddush, because when they come back, it's going to be Shtilish Menes, where everyone's going to be in the middle of Echweis, Aleinu L'Shabeach, in the middle of Musaf. It's not going to be batant. Some people are going to feel the need to go home. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger, even if it's only 5 hours davening, I'm only allowing 5 hours, there's a half an hour hafsoka after Tekiyah Shofar, half an hour quiet, not allowed to talk even, right? Why? So that the people who go home, who feel the need to make Kiddush, should be able to, shouldn't be mevoyish, should come back and join and start Musaf with everyone else. Think of the detail when you have Gedolei Ador planning out what Yom HaNorim is supposed to look like in such a crisis. There's no, you cannot equate the two when the law is taking it to his hands. Obviously, law is law, Abba Lamaisa. That is clearly the difference between Rebbe Kiva Eger's times. He was one of, he brought policemen to his shul, Rabbi Isa, right? He brought policemen. He said the police should stand outside his shul by every entrance to make sure no one comes in without a ticket. Full leadership. But with it all, we're not going to forget that about the people who need to eat, and they're going to come into shul seeing that everyone started Shilish Menet. So that we can't have. Therefore, it's going to be hafsoka, and no one's allowed to talk, obviously, between the tekiyahs for no reason. That's where you see the detail of Rebbe Kiva Eger. It's half, you can remember, mekem shigaver, and going through this psokim, mekem shigaver, when you see the last, and you see, go through that the few points Rebbe Kiva Eger put together to make a takana with the badatz in Poznan. Okay, Rabbi Isaiah, let's move on to, Baruch Hashem, we've got, we've only got three more days. There's a geshmak in the kudah, we've only got 3 days. There's a aloch in Chosha Mishpat. That a dayan can't be a judge for someone who he dislikes. Especially in Shulchan Aruch, because he might not see the Din Torah as a Din Torah Ashoto. He might not see in favor of the person who is his soilah. Says in Shulchan Aruch, what's considered a dayan who dislikes someone? How long does he have to dislike him?
3 days.
So Shulchan Aruch, thank you. Simon Zayin, Sif Zayin, Chosha Mishpat. 3 days. Zogin Nevali Musa, Nevali Chasidus. They say, Medav Zogin to the Sochan. 3 days before the dinter for the dinter of Lifnei Hashem, who's going to come and hack us? Who's going to come and hack us? The Sotan. He's going to be the judge. He's going to be the Eidus. We have to have no shaykhs. We have to dislike the Sotan for 3 days. And once we've done that for 3 days, we don't want to know the Sotan. We don't want to do any averis for 3 days. Then he's posel Eidus, posel Dayanus. Okay, he's got no room in the courtroom. He can't come in the courtroom. As Ishtein Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin, Siv Zayin's Geshmaka Rayon, when it comes to Yom HaDin, we don't want to know the Sotah for the next few days. In Kozetz, I just want to go through a few Nekudas when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah. We have to make our way through from Erev Rosh Hashanah and slowly go our way through all the Shailas that can come out. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we wake up and we've got long Slichas. When it comes to the end of Slichas, it's a bit shorter. End of Davening is a bit shorter. Why is it a bit shorter, the end of Davening? Right at the end of Davening. Because no Shofar, thank you. There's no Shofar, you don't blow Shofar, because you want to make a hefsek between the Shofar that we do during the month, which is a minig, to the Shofar, which is a chiyuv. Right? Even though if it's a Shabbos in between, still doesn't matter. The goal needs to say, you know the Maisa in Gittin that says, Titus Arosha, said to Hashem, I can fight. I know that you only have koyach on the sea. Come, I'll go to the Abosha and I'll sort you out. Hashem Yotza Baskol, and Baskol said, I can send you a small fly and sort you out. He came to the Yabosha, to the dry land. A Yatush went up his nose and pecked at his brain. So Mavoy and Gemara had a brain. And the Maisa pecked out on his brain. And suddenly it hurt him, it thumbed him, and he went past a Nafoch, a blacksmith who was making a lot of noise. And it was quiet. The Yatush stopped pecking. It stopped pecking for how long? At Talsan Yoimin, it kept quiet. After 30 days, it got used to the noise. Says the Gaon in Yoina. We don't want to get used to the sound of the Shofar. We want to stop. We want to make a hefsek Erev Rosh Hashanah, make sure you haven't got 30 days, and then get with the schachas going into the we want to go into the real tekiyah Shofar. We don't want to get used to any noises. That's when we get to the Shofar. Then we have Erev Rosh Hashanah as a minig, which is brought down in Ramah to go to mikvah. That's brought down in Ramah. It's like a quite widespread. And if a person is not able to go to mikvah, then a test cabin, which nowadays reflects to in the case of the shower, that's the Menchas Yitzchak writes that if a person stands out of the shower for full 5 minutes in one go without turning it off, then he's achieved Tisha Kabin, he's achieved the Mail of Tisha Kabin, which is the grace of Zach, which is brought down in the Ramah in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Another minute, which I don't find is not really so widespread, but it's the same Ramah. The Ramah is Mamshech, interesting Lashon. The Ramah says, there's a minute taka to go to mikvah, and then there's also a minute to go to visit the Beis HaKvoros Erev Rosh Hashanah. People have a minik? People have a zah minik? Yeah? Oh, taka. This time, it's the same Ramah. The same Ramah tells you to go to mikvah. It's actually the same Makor. They're both the call boy. And the same Ramah tells you that there's a mile of going to a Beis HaKvoros. What's the mile of going to Beis HaKvoros? Because the tefillah that you daven in the Beis HaKvoros, even if it's one mizmor Tehillim, has a better koyach because it's your next third tzaddik. That means it's different to Tisha B'Av, in which case, what you want to achieve on Tisha B'Av, there's a minik to go to the Beis HaKvoros, because we want to show we're all like dead people. We want to show that without the Beis HaMikdash we'll kamesim him. For that you can achieve going to a Goyisha Beis HaKvoros. That taka is in the post. But when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, to be Mekayim the Ramah, there's a mind of going to a Choshev Beis HaKvoros to make sure you go to some tzaddik in order that what you want to achieve is that when you say a few kapatlik to him, that shall have an extra kerf for your next tzaddik. That's the second Ramah that's brought down as a minig, a Krishmaka minig to do. Okay, so it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And some people might have garden minyan. I don't know if Lamaisa, if there's still a garden minyan going. Can you say Birchas Me'en Sheva? You know, the end of Shmona Esra, Friday night, is going to be the first night Rosh Hashanah. What happens to Me'en Sheva? Right at the beginning, after Shmona Esra, you say the Baruch Atah Hashem, after Vayichulu, you say Baruch Atah Hashem. For a few weeks, the Olam missed it out, because you don't say the Me'en Sheva, Mokinovis and all that, like Kenan became saying, you don't say it by Minyan She'ini Kavua. But now, those minyanim which have been going for many months already, unfortunately, they can already say, Reb Chaim Kanevsky already said that they can say Me'en Sheva, they can taka say, don't forget HaMelech HaKodesh, because this week we'll be saying HaMelech HaKodesh, because it will be one part of the Seisim Yeshuva. Okay, so now we've got Leil Rosh Hashanah, it comes to Leil Rosh Hashanah, and you come home, that actually the Matar Fran does mention to say Shalom Aleichem. Yesh Min Hakim, that's not any major nyonim, but the Maisa is, we got the big shayla of the fruit. After you wash and you make hamotzi, so you have a kazayas of the hamotzi, and then now in front of you, you either got an apple to dip into the honey, what's the other option? Or to have the shiva samin in the pomegranate, right? So they both got the same brocha, they both got bo'priya 8. Which one do you do first, right? So you'll see a lot of people on Oig to take the apple and make your brocha bo'priya 8 on the apple. And that comes from, you will find some people, you will find that the Maisa, you'll see the mainstream poskim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and the Kavachim, you'll see the main Chevra, actually Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes it in the Machza of Rosh Hashanah. It's very interesting. The Machza of Rosh Hashanah, he writes there that a person should, Lechatchila, make the bracha on a pomegranate. Because in the Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say in brachas? If a person's got in front of him a few minim, you make a bracha on the shivas aminim. So you make the Mishnah. So if a person's not aware of a specific minik, then he should obviously choose to make the bracha on a pomegranate. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even if you are noyeg, taki, you have this minik, a pikabola, the babages, to taka make a bracha on the apple, at least take off the pomegranate. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes. At least take off. Then you haven't interfered with the Mishnah. Be'etim is the Mishnah. It's a Shulchan Aruch. If you have a pomegranate and you have an apple, be'etim choose for the pomegranate. So if you don't have a minik, specific minik that you know to make a bracha on the apple, at least remove the pomegranate before you make that bracha. Benching, you finish the meal, it's just kedai to know that after all the kirchas we put into our davening, it's taka very choshuv, but how many mitzvahs d'oraisa are you mekayim on the night of Rosh Hashanah? How many mitzvahs d'oraisa? Kriya Shema? And benching. So benching is like basically one of the two, which are mitzvahs d'oraisa in Leil Rosh Hashanah, it's kedai to put extra kirchas into benching, because Agama is sometimes draining, but benching is doch a mitzvah d'oraisa. In the daytime, you've also got a mitzvah d'oraisa of benching, you've also got a mitzvah d'oraisa of listening to duchening. The first bialoch in Chilei Beis says that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to duchening, even the Israelim. That's just interesting, it's always good to know what's d'oraisa and what's not. Okay, so you wake up early, Rosh Hashanah morning, there's an inyan which is brought down in the poskim to wake up early. Vayashkem Avraham. Avraham refers to the 5 days in the year that is the ma'ila to wake up early. One of the days of Avraham is the reish of Avraham, which refers to Rosh Hashanah. It's brought in the kadmonim already. There's a ma'ila of getting up earlier. You chase every day, you usually wake up, every Shabbos you wake up that time. You wake up a bit earlier, there's a ma'ila of getting up earlier. And there's Keteres. Rabbi Kivi Eger writes, not in this takonos, but he's got his famous letter. In that letter, he writes that the Olam should be mechazik to say the Pitamak Keteres. Pitamak Keteres happened when there was Magefa. And then Moshe told Aaron quickly offer up the Keteres. So if a person doesn't find time every day to do it like this during the coronavirus, at least when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Chori, there's a Maila to get in the Keteres as a Geshmak Ezach to throw it in. Any Shiloh of asking Bakoshas on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, the Maisa, all the posts can bring down from the Chasanish. There's no Hakpada, there's no problem mentioning your own Bakoshas. They ask a question, how about Avinu Malkinu? What happens when it comes to Avinu Malkinu? For some people, it's the best time of Rosh Hashanah, you know, to turn over the pages that you would have to say. It comes to the end of davening, you know, it's sometimes difficult to plug into Avinu Malkinu. Comes to Shabbos, you miss it out, okay? So the Maisa is, why do you miss it out? I thought Bakoshas and Mutter. It seems to be that when the tzibur are together saying as anusach, that seems to be more the issue. That's what the Hendik is read as. Okay, tekiyas on Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi. Yeah, there's Mara. Okay, those who need to go to Mara, Rabbi Yisai, Mr. Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. We've got lots to do. We can keep on going to next year, Rosh Hashanah. But then let me just finish up another 2-3 points and then we'll finish up there. Is Be'emes. Anyone needs to, just a couple of points over here. The tekiyas on Shabbos, we all know that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Did you know that the Rif, one of the Rishonim, the Rif blew shofar on Shabbos? You don't believe me? I thought I had to bring the safer just in case. The Rif, Hadana wasn't there, right? He's on the tour. Says that, can you imagine? The Rif got up on Shabbos day, the first day Rosh Hashanah, he took his shofar, a machta brocha, and he blew shofar. So, this is unbelievable. Now all the Rishonim get very upset with that. Be'etim is quoting the Mishnah, Hiskin, Rechim, and Zakah, that you can. And the Maaseh of the Rishonim don't like it, and that's why Taka, we don't have that many. It's interesting that over 100 years ago, there's someone called Akiva Yosef, Rebbe Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He made a world war over there in Eretz Yisrael, and he got the Askama from Shmuel Salant and many other Rabbonim which were in Eretz Yisrael at the time, to reinstitute the Shittas Arif, to Taka make a bracha, to blow shofar on Shabbos. Can you imagine? To blow shofar on Shabbos. And the Maisa, he got the go-ahead, but the Maisa, the Rabbonim at the end backed out. They say that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld creeped in, he hid behind the shul, which took place in Rabbi Yehuda Chosid shul, and he hid behind it to hear the tzkiyas. If he's anyway doing it, he thought he was going to hear them. But the Maisa, the Shittas Arif is that you blow shofar. It's a fascinating zach. It's based on the Mishnah, we'll have to leave it there, the Maisa. But there is a nekuda to take out. What you see from here is that you have a mitzvah d'oraisa. What do we learn in Parshas Emor? What do we learn in Parshas Emor? That when it comes to the yom, it comes to the first day of month Tishri. Yeah, you should blow shofar. You should blow shofar. What do? We don't blow shofar. We just don't listen to Hashem. Why are we not listening to Hashem? So mitzvah d'oraisa. How many mitzvahs d'oraisa do you know besides from Ma'akeh and besides from the yom? How many mitzvahs d'oraisa are we aware of? Mitzvah tikkun shofar we should do. No. Chazal said, I'm very scared. You know, the person is going to be a Bahala, and Shema Yavirenu, this is, you know, it's comical this. Shema Yavirenu, maybe he'll get his shofar and walk to his Rav, and he's got Eruv. No, we're scared maybe he'll do it without Eruv. And he might go from Rishus to Rishus without stopping, which is also not Doraisa. No, we're scared. This just brings to us, it shows in the most amazing way what the Kedusha Shabbos has. The more effort that we put into Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, we have the Zechus, Mamash Makatov, that Eidim come every night, and the Zechus that we have to go through Hilchot Shabbos, we can just see the most amazing way that you can see it is really that we just knock out a mitzvah that I submit. The Rif didn't do that, yeah? But the Maisa, we, Al Halacha, we don't touch a shofar on Shabbos, it's actually Muksa, and we don't do it because we're scared of Chilul Shabbos. That's the best thing that we can take out from this year, Mr. Hashem. Go.